and I'm pleased to welcome Vanessa Smith from the Brigitta Trust in the studio.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for coming in, Vanessa. And tell me first of all a little bit about what the Brigitta Trust charity does.
Okay, well, Brigitta Watkin is a Surrey resident who set up the charity 30 years ago now. She saw several of her friends over a short period of time dying in hospital, unsupported and somewhat neglected. And they all wanted her to be with them at the end of life. And she wasn't allowed to be with them at that time because the visiting was very much more regulated then, and as she wasn't an actual blood relative, she wasn't allowed to be with them.
That's
and this
really
happened
sad.
To her. Yeah, it happened to her three times, and the
That's
third time
terrible.
It happened, she said, "Enough's enough. I need to set up some sort of support group with volunteers that will support people at home where they want to be and where they want to be at the end of life, if of course it's medically possible." So she set up a public meeting and had over 100 people come along, show interest, and that's how it all started. And we're now spread widely throughout East and Central Surrey, and a year ago we partnered with Macmillan Cancer Support, and we've now moved into Weybridge, Spelthorne, Elmbridge, Runnymead and Woking, so our wings are spreading.
Yes, absolutely, lots of work as well.
Absolutely.
So you're on a sort of recruitment drive.
Yes, we're actually recruiting volunteers to work throughout the area, but particularly Elmbridge, Spelthorne, Woking area. We're running a training course next week actually in Weybridge, and we're hoping to get some more volunteers who would visit locally within this area.
So what exactly do your volunteers do?
Well, we don't offer any medical support or nursing care, but we offer a complementary service to the medical teams of emotional support and practical help at home. So quite often carers are under some strain and perhaps feeling quite lonely and isolated in their role as carers. If people are on their own and they've got a life-threatening illness such as cancer or motor neurone disease or any life-threatening illness, actually could be heart or lung failure, just anywhere where things are getting pretty tough, one of our volunteers could be introduced. It's a free service, so there's no cost to the family, and they offer weekly visits, practical, driving, shopping, picking up children from
all
school.
All those things that are quite difficult to do when you're in that situation. Do they have to be referred to you in any way by a GP, or can they refer themselves?
We do take direct referrals directly from the families, but obviously we like to run it by the doctor, the GP, the district nurse, as a courtesy to let them know that we've become involved.
Of course.
But most of our referrals come from district nurses, community nurses, hospice nurses when people are going back into the community after treatment, and there can be a perceived need for extra support at home to complement their medical care.
Absolutely. And when you say training, what sort of training? Because I know you provide actually very comprehensive training.
Yes.
To your volunteers.
Well,
when
someone is seriously ill at home, obviously our volunteers are going into a very sensitive situation, and we want them to be totally prepared for that and able to cope themselves and for the sake of the family they're visiting. So we run a professional training course of 12 sessions. Once a week for 12 sessions and a weekend. But we don't ask for any particular formal education or qualifications.
Yeah, sure.
No, very much the feeling that people want to give of themselves, but also are ready to learn and to share. And the training is very much based on their own experiences. There's no book learning or taking down notes, but it's very workshop based.
So people with real life experiences, basically, that maybe have suffered bereavement themselves or something like that, that have a kind of real understanding of what it's like.
Sure.
And obviously with a lot of empathy.
Yes, yes. We just ask that people are willing to listen, to learn and to share, and then we will give them the skills to be able to go out and do the work.
Incredibly rewarding. And tell me a little bit about yourself, because you started as a volunteer, didn't you?
I did, yes. I've been with the Trust for longer than I like to admit, actually.
Right.
I started out as a volunteer, having helped out at a hospice in London when I had a young family, and we moved down to Surrey. And I joined the Trust. It was then called Hospice Home Care.
Right.
Because I wanted to carry on doing what I had been doing in London, and yes. became a volunteer, and then I became an area organiser. And what they do is they coordinate the referrals and the volunteers we have. So they make an assessment visit and then place the volunteer. So I did that for a while. And since, I'm beginning to think, my gosh, it's since 2000 now, so 13 years.
Time rattles by at a crazy rate.
I've been in charge of the promotion and fundraising, which is lovely because that's what I was trained to do originally. I was trained in journalism and broadcasting and did a bit of work in that field. And then I've come full circle, having done the volunteering, to do the promotion now.
That must be a very rewarding charity to work for, I should think.
It is. We get such wonderful feedback from the families we support. It's something that people say, oh, isn't it a difficult thing to do? Isn't it depressing? But we get so much back from the families that we support that I really, you know, I'm so proud of the volunteers and all that they do. And we'd very much like to have some more volunteers to carry on and visit families within this area.
That's brilliant. And roughly how many families do you support?
Well, we've had 84 referrals in the first quarter of this year. So
wow.
Just since April, we've had 84. Last year, it was just over 200. So we can see that there's a real need out there.
Absolutely.
And the numbers are increasing. So volunteers, of course, we need the volunteers in order to give the service.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm pleased to see that you're now on allaboutweybridge.co.uk's website.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. And we had a call just this week from someone who had seen it on the website. So please do have a look, everyone. It looks brilliant and gives full details of our service and about the training.
That's fantastic. Have you got any fundraising events coming up at the moment?
Well, we've got, we're beginning to move towards Christmas now, so we've got a craft and gift fair at Denby's Wine Estate on November the 10th, and we have the Dorking Rock Choir singing for us also at Denby's on December the 2nd, which is always a lovely lead up to Christmas.
That sounds brilliant. So if people want to find out more about the Brigitta Trust, how can they find out more?
Well, the best thing to do is to look at our website. I'll spell it for you because it's hard when you hear the word. It's BRIGITTE, BrigittaTrust.org, O-R-G, and that will give you a lot more information about our service and some more background, and we look forward to hearing from your listeners.
Brilliant. Vanessa, thank you very, very much for coming in. And also, you can find out information on allaboutweybridge.co.uk about the Brigitta Trust, and there's information there on as well, which then links through to your website.
That's right. Well, thank you very much for having me. It's been great to be here.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much. And that was Vanessa Smith from the Brigitta Trust charity. Radio.